The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of the Coalition or of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
What's going on, people? Welcome to Throwdown, episode 240. I am your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
What's up, people? How's it going?
Carlos Romero.
Yo, yo, yo.
Brett Murdoch.
What's up, everybody?
And Adam Vale.
What's up, humans?
Yo, man, what you drinking, man?
None of your business.
Shut the fuck up.
You know, he's drinking Haterade, man. That's what he's drinking.
Hate those Neo Geo motherfuckers.
Oh, man.
Let's talk about those games.
All right. Man, fuck those guys. By the way, shout out to Kristen, Chris's wife, it's her birthday today. So her and Chris are celebrating. Happy birthday, Kristen.
Happy birthday.
Thank you for all of your chat moderating help.
Yes, indeed.
Keeping these fools in line.
You know? Oh, man. And we're going to start the show on a little bit of a somber note. Just got to, you know, pay our respects to Etika, man. Unfortunately, he ended his life. Some people thought it was a publicity stunt. Unfortunately, it wasn't.
Why do people always think that shit?
How would that be a publicity stunt?
Everybody thought it was. I was like, I don't think it is.
Are you going to pop back up and be like, ta-da, motherfucker?
Well, that's actually exactly what some people thought, which is kind of fucked up. It's like, yo, you found his belongings by the Brooklyn, or was it Brooklyn Bridge, right, Adam?
Yeah, it was on the bridge. Yeah, they found it like 6 days ago.
Yeah, I was like, yo, bro,
it wasn't the Brooklyn Bridge. It was the Manhattan.
Yeah. Bridge.
Yeah, so, yeah, like, you know, and I think the day before they made the official announcement, they found a body in the river. It's like, oh, shit, here we go. It's crazy, man. I just wanted to get your guys' thoughts on all this. Manny, you know, you and I, we were talking about this just the other day when we were hanging out, you know?
Yeah, on Tuesday, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you know. I guess, you know, you really don't know what some of these people are going through, you know, until, you know, shit like this happens. But I don't know. But anyway, go on, because I have some things to say. But Manny, what do you think about all this? He might be...
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
It was just pretty crazy. Like, you know... He's kind of just going through it right in front of everybody's eyes. I feel like this is the first time anything like that has ever happened.
Yeah, we're like with a streamer specifically, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. By the way, you're going to be hearing those kind of sounds from Manny for the next couple of months because Manny, can we talk about it publicly now?
We actually cannot talk about
it. Okay. Well, he's making good stuff for you guys. He's busy making good stuff for you guys.
I'm going to be traveling.
It's a mystery to unravel.
Yes.
I'll be traveling up to New York for a few months. So yeah. So you're going to hear me hear these noises.
Yeah. But yeah, Bill, you're right about that. It's like basically we kind of saw Etika publicly breaking down for months now or even longer, and it's just so weird how nobody really could help him, you know, or maybe if they, I don't know, like, were people unable to help him, or did he just not want to accept the help? But it's kind of hard to tell.
They said,
you know,
he wasn't really responding, that he was just going off. He had that altercation with the police a while back, and then there were some other issues going from there, and they said he had some other mental stuff happening, and it sounded like he was just melting down internally.
Yeah,
yeah, and I feel like, you know, at least with his last video or letter, or you want to call it, like, I feel like a lot of times what happens with people who have mental disorders is, like, you know, they don't realize they have a problem, obviously, because it's all in their head. And then the other thing is that, you know, that, you know, they may, you know, may not intentionally be pushing people away, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, you could have the worst disease in your life and people will be supportive, but don't be crazy.
Yeah.
You know? That's it. Then they stay away. They're like, oh, sure.
Yeah. The crazy thing, too, is like that, like, a lot of people in the community knew him. Like, they've met him personally, they've hung out with him. Uh-huh. And everyone was speaking, like, glowingly of him. Like, everyone, like, knew him as like a really like fun, gentle person. So it's kind of sad that like.
But the thing about the thing about it, like, you know, being a fun person, you know, you could also be going through a lot of things. You know, I've known some folks that are like, you know, they seem like they're a really happy-go-lucky sort of person, but really they're kind of going through a lot, and they're almost the face that you're seeing is almost like a put-on for what's, you know, a cover for what's really going on, you know?
It's a mask.
Yeah.
One of the things that I do want to disagree with you, Manny, is, and I'm using you more as an example here, so I apologize. when you say, like, you can be a lot of things, but don't be crazy, I think that's a stigma that permeates our society, and I think that's something we kind of need to get over a little bit. Like, because even being suicidal isn't crazy, and I don't think labeling it crazy.
Here's what I mean, and I understand what you're saying, because I just generalize what it is, right? But at the same time, you see, like, people, you know, have, you know, terminal diseases, and everybody's incredibly nice and all this stuff, but a person going through something that is, you know, that may not be so, you know, acceptable, people tend to walk away from them because they don't want to deal with it.
Exactly. Well, and there's a stigma too. And I don't think you can do much about the walking away. Some people just walk away when shit gets tough.
Like, you know, and it sucks, because it's like, you see, obviously, you know, you see a person has, you know, needs some help, but there's that other thing that's in the way, themselves. When it's like, you know, it just stinks that something like that has to happen.
I mean, where do you go?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then the thing is, and the best thing is to have people around you who know you, who know the real you, and not a bunch of people who are just like, just know you as you are currently, you know?
Yeah, the public persona. By the way, Manny, I took your comment as, and I agree with it, by the way, what you said. It's basically, if you're, you know, have an arm chopped off, or you're, you know, you have cancer or whatever, people are really willing to, like, go out there and, like, you know, help you out. But if you have a mental disorder, then they'll walk away. So it's kind of unfair, you know?
No, okay, but see,
we've seen it firsthand.
Well, yeah, I've seen that all the time. Yeah.
I know you've seen it firsthand, but that's not the kind of thing that's the kind of thing that everybody needs to be pushing against, and that's not the kind of thing, like, you will find somebody if you push hard enough who cares. There isn't nobody who cares, and that idea that there's nobody who cares, that nobody
I'm not saying
it's, it,
not,
no, no one's saying that. We're saying that people are more willing to go get away from you if you have a mental disorder, whereas if you had a more outward type of problem. That's what I'm trying to get at. You see that all the time. And you're right, Brett, it is fucked up that it's like that, but that's how people are. Like, if you have some kind of mental thing, they'll just walk away from you rather than try to help you. But if you have some actual, like, external thing that everybody can visibly see, then people are more willing to help you, you know? And that is fucked up that people are like that, you know?
That's why I disagree, because, I mean,
there tends to be more sympathy for. You know, I obviously I don't want to get too personal on this thing, because I know firsthand about something. Yeah, so from what I've experienced, that's what's happened.
But I get that.
Maybe it's different for you, but I know
happened. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying you guys think that people who break their spine or get cancer have people rally around them. I can tell you from personal experience,
when somebody
gets cancer, two-thirds of your social circle just disappears because they don't know how to handle it.
Oh, no, I agree with you on that, but I'm saying you're probably going to have even less people with you if you have a mental issue. And I'm speaking about from experience here, you know?
People get scared.
Yeah.
And they don't know
how to react. That's just generalization. When you have an issue that people don't know how to deal with, they get scared and uncomfortable. Mm-hmm.
We can all agree that everything that everyone's talking about is anecdotal.
I think we could say that fairly, you know. But either way, you know, going back to Etika, it's sad, man. And I'll talk about, you know, Mash Fest later on. I went to Mash Fest, which was a local New York event, and a lot of people I was there, you know, I saw that night. They knew Etika. They were telling me about him. And what was cool about the event organizer, he actually had everybody give like 5 seconds of silence for him, which was really, really cool. But yeah, like, so I kind of learned a little bit more about Etika that night. But you know, like you guys were saying, it's like everybody kind of saw that specific mask. But I mean, everybody wears masks. Let's just be honest. Everybody wears masks, but some people, you know, different, you know, I don't know what the fuck I'm, you know, I think you guys know what I'm trying to say. It's like everybody has a mask they wear, but some of them are, I guess, thinner than others. His was, I guess, a thicker mask that prevented you from really seeing what was going on.
You're not supposed to wear a mask. I mean,
you kind of have to, though. You can't be.
No,
like,
you don't. And yeah. I'm not. I'll be honest with you. Like, okay.
Yeah.
We need a stronger structure for mental health in this country, and that partially comes down to stigma. And we need to stop demonizing the idea of therapy. Everybody should go through therapy once, at least once. And there are too many people in this world who sit there and think that therapy is just for crazy people. It's not.
Yeah, I agree with that.
We have too many people who, in this country, in this world, who think that if I tell somebody that I have some sort of mental issue that I'm wrestling with, people are going to disappear, or people are going to think I'm crazy, or people are going to throw me into mental hospital. You know, the idea of there's nowhere to turn is all born out of this stuff. We need to normalize. We need to stop demonizing it. We need to realize that people have issues. Everybody has something that they're wrestling with mentally, and having a good, strong support structure is important. And the thing that I want everybody to take away, and I'm not trying to get preachy, but everybody who's listening, take away: if you see a friend who's struggling, reach out. I got a call from a buddy, or I got a message from the other day from a friend who's like, hey man, I just wanted to thank you for being a good friend, for everything you did for all these years. Immediately I was like, on his ass, like, what is going on? You need to talk to me. What, you're clearly struggling. I need you to open up. Like, we as people and individuals need to stop treating this like, you know, we need to stop treating people who are wrestling with mental issues like they're crazy. And that's my only concern with some of the stuff. Like, I don't want people to walk away from this podcast thinking that the panel agrees that, yeah, if you say something, people are going to think you're crazy and you're going to lose half your friend base because people are going to run away and they don't know how to deal with that shit. Like, that is, and while there is some truth to that anecdotally, like, that's not a point of perception that you can have, because that's the idea that drives you to suicide. The idea that we really honestly need to be pushing forward to everybody who's listening is that if you have an issue, reach out. And if you have a friend who you see struggling, and if you see somebody acting abnormally, follow up. Sometimes it just takes a few minutes, and just knowing that there's somebody there will stop them from going out and doing that thing. Because the real goddamn truth is, if somebody wants to kill themselves, you can't fucking stop them.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do about it. You need to stop it before it gets to that point. Stop it and make it so that people don't feel alone. Don't stigmatize. Don't call them crazy. Because it's not. It's not. Sometimes the world is just too fucking much, and it grinds under your heel, and you need a little help up, and that doesn't make you crazy. And that fear of being labeled crazy and then carrying that label around like a big scarlet A for the rest of your life across your social circle is the reason that nobody talks about this shit. They're afraid they're going to be the crazy one. Like, why can't you have a friend who struggles with bipolar every once in a while? And it can just be that. Like, yeah, it's an issue. Everybody, you know, it's an ailment. It is a chemical condition in the brain. This is something I've had to talk to a lot of people who have mental issues, is, look man, your brain just isn't making enough of a certain chemical, or it's making too much of a certain chemical. It's a physical handicap. And as you can change that either through mental exercises to learn to deal with it, or through medication, or a combination of the two. And doing so doesn't do anything but put you on a more level playing field with everybody else. If you had allergies, you take allergy medication. So you're not wheezing and coughing and having an asthma attack every time you go outside. And you do that so that you can stand with, you know, the rest of society, so that you can try and move forward as uninhibited as possible. Same thing with, you know, with mental issues, man. It's, you just want to address the root cause.
But,
and
but you make it seem like that's what they want to do. Most of them don't want to do it.
Most of them don't want to do that because they're afraid. Here's the God's honest
truth. Oh, not afraid. They just don't see that they have a problem.
Can I mention something
real quick? They have a problem.
And Brett?
Oh, no, not mine.
Yeah. By the way, Brett, I'm not disagreeing with anything you said, and you're kind of reinforcing my point exactly. Like, there is a stigma about this shit, and people are, like, if you say you have a, you're bipolar this or whatever, people be like, eh, you know, they just want to stay away from you, which is really fucked up, but that's, you know, kind of how it is, which is insane. I'm like, yo, that's just a, you know, it, like, yeah, it's like, if you have a broken arm, you go to a doctor, you know, you have a cold, you take medicine, but when it comes, if you have, you know, have a mental issue, then it's like, you're going to go see a therapist. What's wrong with you? How it's fucked up, you know?
Some people will, but see, that's where I think it's the wrong way to look at it. If I go to jail, some people won't bail me out. If I need a ride to the airport, some people won't bail me out. I don't walk around saying people won't help me if I need a ride to the airport. If
yeah,
I need
but you're also jail. Saying there's a stigma. We're kind of agreeing, we're arguing, but agreeing at the same time.
Yeah.
You just said there's a stigma, and I'm saying there's a stigma, you know?
Yeah, but perception is important. You need to focus on, especially as a podcast host with an audience who might have mental issues, Tony, that just reach out and somebody will pick up. Somebody will be there for you.
But I'm not saying that. And we're kind of, you know, giving both sides, even though there's the same thing. I'm just trying to lay out the truth here. And I'm trying to say it's fucked up that you should reach out.
You have a social responsibility as somebody with a platform not to be highlighting.
Right. I don't know why. Okay. And by the way, you're turning this into a whole different thing right now. By the way, Riku, what's up? Basically, I don't see what the hell I'm saying that's so wrong, even though I'm 100% right in this. And so are you. You're also right. So I don't see what the point of contention is here. You know, you think I'm out there telling people like, oh no, don't seek help. I'm not telling people that shit. What the fuck is wrong with you, bro? I'm not saying that shit. You know, I'm just saying that it's fucked up how in this country you could be out there with a visible ailment. People are more willing to help you than they would be if you have a mental one, which is fucking wrong. You know, but that's just how it is. I think that's fucked up. So I don't see what the hell I'm saying that's wrong there.
And not to mention this, and not to mention this young man was had a very public, you know, battle with this. You know, nobody bothered to ask these questions.
Exactly.
He managed to. They didn't keep him for any more observations. He got out, and he had another incident. There's at least three incidents with him. And they didn't do one thing.
And you have to think, man, if someone as popular as him can't get help, like who can?
Exactly.
During that situation.
And that goes back to the stigma in this country.
In New York City, one of the places that has...
Definitely one of the most popular places in the world.
Yeah.
And this man couldn't get help, you know?
You know, and also, I mean, here's the thing. Obviously, if you have a disorder, again... You know, you don't, it's hard for you to realize that you're not, that you need help. A lot of people who have it tend to push that sort of stuff away. Something had to have happened where he had to realize, like, wait a minute, there is something wrong. And maybe I should do something about it, you know? But it didn't happen. And it was people literally calling the cops on him because they're afraid for his life. You know, his friends, you know, saying, you know, telling people, like, saying, listen, there's something seriously wrong here. Where was this guy's family?
Yep. Yeah, that is a good question. Where was his family?
You don't hear anything about his family. Like, if he was going through these problems, who knows? Maybe he somehow pushed his family away and they didn't want to deal with him.
That'd be crazy.
I mean, there's a lot of things that we don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. Yeah. There's a lot, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here's the thing. If you have a mental disorder, you officially can't actually be put in by just somebody who doesn't know you. It has to be somebody from your family that does it. So maybe that's why they didn't do it. You know? I don't know. And that's the frustrating part of it, because it could have been stopped.
Yeah, it could have been. Like, because they're supposed to hold you, Brett, just real quick, because they're supposed to hold you for 72 hours, right? After something like this happens, they held him for 17 hours. And he was just like, oh, yeah, it was just a YouTube thing. I was just joking around. It's like, okay, sure. And they let him go. Fucking crazy. Anyway, go ahead, man.
The reason they do that is because, like, those places, like the state hospitals, I'll be honest, I was just forgetting with some stories of them. And they're not pleasant. They're not there's a wide gap between.
They're incredibly tough. They treat everybody exactly the same. Mm-hmm. So you may not be suicidal, they might treat you as if you are, because they don't know what you have or what's going on with you. So they'll do it all.
Institutionalized too. It's very prison-esque. And unfortunately, there's a wide gully between, like, professional help and state hospitals that just isn't really... So, yeah, I know several people who have been to a mental hospital, and they kind of walk out, honestly, worse for wear, and saying, you know, that's something I... those are the people that I'm honestly more personally concerned in my social circle of, because they don't have that safety net, because they would rather go jump off a bridge than go into a mental hospital. And when you have that kind of situation, you're just giving somebody a Sophie's choice. It's just, it's not fair.
Yeah. And that goes to my point about how fucked up, you know, mental health in this country is, how it's treated, you know? Like,
absolutely agree.
Yeah, it's fucked up, man.
It's a hard thing because, again, it's like you don't have, like, you don't know what somebody has. A mental illness is, like, it's different for everybody. Some people can have, you know, different mixtures of symptoms, you know? So it's probably the most difficult thing to diagnose.
Yeah.
Because it's not like it's different for everybody. Could be a chemical imbalance. It could be any other thing. And they friggin' Dr. Frankenstein you and try 1,000 medications on you.
To see which sticks.
Yeah.
To see which sticks.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's, to be honest, I feel like something could have been done with this. It didn't need to end this way.
Yeah, especially how public it was, you know?
Exactly. That's, it just seeing it all happen, it's horrible.
Yeah. Anyway, any last words before we get to the show proper?
If you have problems, seek some help.
Yeah. Don't be afraid, man. Don't be afraid.
Think about your family. Think about your friends, and really go out there and, and also guys who know people like that, don't forget them. Because remember, it's a person, or a lot of it's people feeling alone, and pulling away.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, even if Etika, if he felt he still had that one person, that could have been enough. And that goes for everybody out there. It's like somebody cares for you, even if you think they don't,
Yeah.
I think a good way to flip it on its head is to look at the pain you might cause. To put it very succinctly, Rachel had a great quote: "Suicide doesn't get rid of the pain; it only spreads it to everyone who loves you."
Yeah,
that's a great quote. All right, Ben. Let's move on to some more lighter news. Before that, I want to welcome Riku-san 1 to the podcast. What's going on, brother? Oh, Riku's not saying nothing.
Hey, guys.
Okay, there you go. Sorry, I was muted.
What's going on, brother? How you doing, man?
No, don't you fucking do it, Manny. I hate your impression of me. No, what's up? What's up, everybody? We guys are talking about the Etika stuff. I think one of you may have caught it. I was actually streaming myself.
Yeah, man.
And prior to me streaming, I was streaming some of that Legend of Heroes, baby. So I was streaming Legend of Heroes. And before I was streaming Legend of Heroes, your boy Jack Move Johnny was streaming. He was streaming some EZ8, another Falcom game, and he rated his people over to my stream. So they're, Jack Move Johnny's people were watching my stream, and then I decided to raid and move all of those people that were watching my stream over to this stream. So I think it was like 8 people. So
yeah, man, appreciate it, brother.
Welcome.
Yeah. So I don't know if they know anything about the Throwdown. The fact that they know Jack Move Johnny through the Weapon Wheel, that means that they, like video game podcasts anyway. So hopefully you guys who are watching here right now enjoy the Throwdown.
Especially if you're always talking about Chinese food. So
I know, right?
Yeah. I do want to give a quick shout out to Jack Move, because he actually has it set up so whenever we go live, if he's not streaming, it auto plays. So, auto streams or whatever. So that's really cool. Johnny did that.
Yeah, that's cool.
Spread the love.
Spread the love.
Johnny.
Larray was supposed to be here. The manga god.
The manga god.
You mean the former manga god?
No.
Larray, where you at?
Did you call them? The manga fraud, isn't that what you called him?
Yeah, the manga. Larray, we calling you out. I want him to get in here because, like I said, both of us are supposed to get in here. I'm going to tweet Twitter PM him again to see where he's at. But he was supposed to be hopping in here when I hopped in here.
Yeah. I also want to give a quick shout out to meta, because it's metaphorical. I'm a fucking idiot. Metaphorical. I want to give a shout out to Metaphorical. I was on his podcast last night. Unfortunately, there was a incident where the shit didn't record because Google got to be Google. You know,
so I was going to ask you a question about Google. When is this going down?
It's apparently going to go down during the summer.
October.
Adam sent me something that should be a good alternative. But anyway, so Metaphorical's podcast is all about comic books, and these guys are hardcore. They're fucking grading their comics and shit. You know, GDC or whatever the fuck. It made me feel like a chump. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, but thankfully, you know, I come in with the old school knowledge, you know, so I got that on my side. But like, these motherfuckers talking some crazy, like, yo, this is graded 9.7. Like, what the fuck are they talking about? You know, because I don't collect comics. Like, I buy comics to read them. I don't give a fuck about collecting them or whatever, you know. And Manny, you know that. Like, even back in the day, we were never about that. We just wanted to buy the books, you know.
The only reason I bought backboards is so it would last in my bag.
Of course. get that. I would buy my backboards in my plastic bags and all that. But, you know, like, to me, the greatest thing that happened was when they went to trade paperbacks. I'm like, oh, shit, I could just buy a bunch of them for cheap. And now I'm like, oh, they got digital? Fuck all that physical stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So it's all good.
It's funny because, like, a few of the books that I work on are, you know, rated like that.
With
the GDC rating or what they call it.
That's cool, man.
The CGC, excuse me.
Yeah, so I'll try to be on the remake episode of that one, but, you know, because, again, I got a lot of shit to write. I got two podcasts, 4th of July is coming, so we'll see what happens. But if I can't be on for the remake episode, I'll definitely be on again, because I appreciate the dedication those guys have to, like, comic books, real comic books. Dude, the episode was about horror comics. Like, who the fuck talks about horror comics? No one talks about that shit. They're a little bit of a...
Horror comics are a little bit of a, you know, a lost, you know, thing, you know.
Nailbiter was like the last good series that I read that was over at Image Comics.
You know what, Manny, I'll let you do this. A Metaphorical wants to know what you do, man.
Oh, what I do, I'm actually a comic. I work in comics. I've worked as an illustrator, as a colorist. I have a new book out right now called, I was going to say Mosaic, Excellence, which is coming out through Skybound Entertainment. Which is Robert Kirkman's company, the guy who created Walking Dead. And I'm moving and shaking all over the place.
Yeah. Moving and grooving, as my friends say.
Yeah, Metaphorical wants to know if he could interview you, man.
Sure. Send me an email or, you know, PM.
Yeah,
Twitter.
I'll give you his information. What's going on, 2DX? My man Jeffrey, you already know.
Send him a fax.
Larissa is having issues joining. The link that you gave me, Tony, if I sent that to him, he should be able to join through it, right?
Yep.
So, I guess that's something he's going to have to figure out.
Hold on.
He said he tried on his computer. Yeah.
He just has to make sure he's doing it through Chrome.
Yeah, don't do it through Firefox.
Yeah, all the other. And even if it says in an Explorer, it still don't work. An Edge, it don't work.
I'm gonna send the link too, just in case.
All right.
Google Hangouts is a finicky creature, isn't it?
Anyway, let's get to some news, man.
By the way, shout out to Brian.
Oh, yeah. What's going on? Brian sneaking in here, man?
Oh, shit, Brian. Yeah,
just sneaking in. Why not?
I thought you were moving. What's going on?
Yeah, I am. I'm moving on Saturday. So last show was like 2 weeks.
Oh, shit.
You're going to still be in the same town or are you moving out of town?
Oh, same town. Just going up north slightly. That's all.
It seems like you move every 2 years.
Yeah.
He gets bored. He gets bored of the scenery.
Can't stay still.
Yo, Brian.
Probably that London rant.
Yeah. But by the way, Brian, stick around after the show. I got a story for you, man, that I can't say on air, but I told the fellas beforehand. Man.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Also, stick around during the show, too.
Yeah, Metaphorical, go ahead, post the link, man. I'll allow it. Because I think this thing's going to automatically not let him post it, but I'll just accept it. So go ahead, try posting your link, man. All right, let's get into it. We got some news. Kind of a slow week, but whatever. By the way, that sounds like I just arrived type of sigh, man, he just gave. All right, man. First up, Nintendo, Sony, and Microsoft are uniting to fight Trump's tariffs. Basically, you guys know Trump's gonna have all these tariffs on like products made outside the U.S. And guess what's made outside the U.S.? Video game consoles. You know, so it's kind of cool that they're all uniting to kind of, I don't know what they're going to do against it exactly, but they're going to do something, you know?
They're like, lit
they're gonna,
up
they're going to get their lobbyists. They're going to get their lobbyists and put some pressure on this shit. That's what they're going to do. That's what they all do, all these big corporations.
Yeah. So, yeah, I just want to, you know, get your thoughts on that. I don't know about any of this trade shit. Like, that's not my wheelhouse. Chris is really more about that life. But, you know, one of our inside jokes is, like, those consoles will be $700 with these fucking tariffs, you know?
Yeah, I mean, the sad thing about it is, doing all this stuff affects gaming. It affects most products, you know?
Yo, yo, yo.
Oh, shit, is that the manga guy? It was
cool. The manga guy, a.k.a. the manga fraud.
Damn, Larry's smoking you already, bro?
What's up?
Yo, what's going on, man? Hold on. I'm stopping the whole show right now. Man, I haven't talked to this motherfucker in a while, man. How you been, Larry?
I've been good, man. Living life, doing different jobs here and there. Now working at Amazon full-time, so.
Oh, shit.
Amazon.
Pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you move around, bro. Fuck. Last time I was talking to you, you were working at Nintendo.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. Yeah,
I was. Did you get a job at Microsoft at one point?
I did. Nintendo, Google, Microsoft, and now Amazon.
You're a PlayStation next, man. You got to get on the PlayStation.
That means I have to move to California, and your boy's not going to do that.
Hold on, bro. Don't you just have to fly down like an hour and shit? Aren't you in Seattle?
Like 2 hours or so.
Yeah, man, that ain't nothing. I got.
So you
got
to work in.
Yeah, we got Manny over there doing the trek from Philly to New York.
Yeah.
So you got it working on your phone, the Google Chrome? No, not yeah, the Google Chrome. Google Hangouts. This thing is finicky, as they said. But yeah, at least you got here.
For some reason, it doesn't work on my laptop at all. It's like, this shit is too old.
Yeah, well, they're about to kill this shit, so, you know, there you go.
Yeah.
Anyway, like I said, I'm not a business guy. I don't know about any of this shit. So I'll let you, anybody who's smarter about this, talk about it. Adam, where you go? You know a little bit about this shit.
Well, it's basically just that. It's just the taxes, and you start putting that on products that are coming in, and prices have to go up. Someone has to pay for it, and usually it's a consumer.
You know, so it's funny.
They're going to try to avoid that.
You know, it's funny because it's like, why are they taxing things that are coming in? Why don't they give more money to have more products created here in the States rather than, you know, rewarding them?
Because it costs a lot of money to make this shit.
It costs a lot because you still got to get the parts and stuff, and none of that's even here. So Apple's tried. Yeah, exactly. Apple's tried that with their assembling, but it's like all the parts are manufactured all over the world, and then when they put it together in one location, they'll say it's here in the U.S., but all the parts aren't here in the U.S. They're everywhere else. So then you still have to pay for all those parts that come from different areas.
And they're still they still have the tariff on them.
Yeah, and they all have the tariff on them, depending on where they're coming from.
The problem is, and I don't even think this is political anymore as much as just practice, Trump does not understand how tariffs work. he genuinely thinks that, like, if we put tariffs on something coming in from China, that China has to pay money to import things. It's been explained to him over and over and over again that that's not how it works, but he's still under the assumption that that's how it works. The way that it actually works is that, if something comes in for a dollar, it gets tariffs put on it for, let's say, 20 cents. Now we have to buy it for $1.20. It costs the American consumer more, whether it's in part or in whole. So unless we can, even get down to mining rare earth minerals out of Utah, then we're not going to be able to home build.
My question is, what can these companies do against this shit? Because they're like banding together.
Well, they're trying to work out some kind of agreement to put an end to this. That's the whole goal. It's like, all right, so how can we stop this? And then just point out the numbers. Like, hey, listen, next year we're releasing so-and-so amount. This is the profit margin. This is what it's going to impact for retailers and consumers if the tariffs take effect. They just point down numbers. It's spreadsheets. You know, and hopefully that's enough to just lure the president and his party just be like, hey, you know what? All right, let's come up with another solution. Tariffs isn't the way to go. But so we'll have to wait and see.
So do we know how much of an increase they're trying to increase all of this stuff by?
It said it's a 25% tariff.
Yeah, 25%.
Jeez.
On top of everything, yeah.
That's a lot of money.
On top
that's
of
yeah, because yeah, because if you look at what the PlayStation 5 would be, what, 500 or something like
that? Well, you know, I'm going to use, like, Dominican numbers. You know, like, let's just say a console costs $400, right? 25% it'll be $500.
That's it.
Yeah. Just like the big Dota 3 all over again.
Mm-hmm. So it's like, yeah, people are debating what console price is going to be. It's like, yeah, they're going to be like fucking $500, $600 with these tariffs, you know?
And that's why all these companies are banding together, because they're like, wait a minute, we can't release any new products then because of all the prices increase. People aren't going to buy it. How are we going to do this? Let's try to squash to see what we can do to get rid of this.
Well, first of all, people are definitely going to buy it, but it's definitely going to hurt their sales.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. They're gonna buy it, but not really buy it, because they're gonna be like, "Well, this tax thing can't last forever. This tariff increase, so it's gonna
eventually buy it. No, this tax comes. So if this tax came out and it's on the PlayStation,
it's not gonna be permanent.
What about you, Tony? Are you gonna buy it?
Oh no, $600. I'm not paying $600 for a console.
No, man.
Crazy.
No, we know it's temporary. That's the thing. It's not like a permanent. It's not a permanent increase. It's just temporary. So we'll just wait.
But Tony, you get paid to do this stuff for video games, so it's gonna affect your. How you do your
job. Bro, you know, for the first 2 or 3 years, they're going to have the same games on PS4 anyway, bro. That's, I'm not sweating that shit. And you know what? I could just upgrade my fucking, graphics card, and I'll be all right, you know?
I'm not easy.
Like, it's the principle of it. I am not paying $600 for no fucking console. That is crazy.
Let's say you go and you pay that, and then the next month, all right, tariffs lifted, there goes that. You're not getting that money back.
Yeah, that's
you just spend the extra, so you just ride it out. Wait.
Yeah, this shit ain't gonna pass anyway, though. Trump's being a fucking dummy.
Motherfucking Trump.
As per usual with him.
As usual with him. This guy talks so much shit, you know? All right. Let's move on here. And Adam, this, you know, thank you for bringing this to my attention. Nintendo addresses mini Switch rumors, because rumors are flying around. So, Adam, what was going on? What did they say? Because the reply was interesting.
Because they basically came out to address the rumor and says, oh, well, we're always working on new hardware. So it's like they're sort of saying yes and not saying anything at all. So obviously they're working on it. It's within that time span already. It's over 2 years the Switch has been out. So they're clearly working on something. They just, and what are the, within that article, that little quote there, they also mentioned that they try to keep these things as a secret, because then it, you know, adds to the whole presentation to their fans. And, you know, so they don't want to let out the back. Oh, yeah, we are working on it. But so when we do another direct or whatever, there's no surprise. They want the surprise factor. And we enjoy it. I do. That's one surprise thing that I do want, not like what EA thinks we want. But that's a surprise. that's a surprise I do like. I like those surprises.
Yeah, you don't like surprise duplicates mechanics,
fucking
man?
FIFA Ultimate Team. No, you don't like this.
You don't like surprise transactions?
No surprise transactions. Nobody likes that. I mean, hell, the whole point with cell phone companies where they always advertise no hidden fees, so because those are surprises. Nobody wants a fucking surprise. Oh shit, $5 increase. Why? That's a surprise. Yeah. Shit went up in your area. You like it? No, man. That's bullshit.
Yeah. By the way, this is thank you, Carlos, for bringing this up. This goes back to our previous topic. Like, people are going, yo, if these consoles are like $600, it's going to make Stadia really, really appealing, you know?
Damn it. Please don't do that.
I can play this shit on my Pentium 4. Excuse me?
That's my conspiracy theory, by the way. All this shit is happening to push Stadia, man.
Obviously, you know, here's the thing. Obviously, tariffs don't exist on games that are not made in the States. You know, like, you know, just the file.
Hardware. Yeah.
It's just the hardware.
Yeah, it's all hardware. It's not digital. That's the other thing. It's not applying to
yeah, so, you know, so maybe Google's pulling some shit. I'm being conspiratorial right now. But
the thing you're not thinking about, Tony. Like, PCs cost 25% more now, too.
Oh, shit. That's right. That is true. Oh, damn. I'm telling you, this is
everything. Yeah, it's going to trickle down everywhere.
Affects every single product that we get here in the States. From DVDs to you know, video game, you know, consoles, everything,
everything,
even friggin' bullshit stuff like welcome mats, that'll be affected because those shits are not even made here in the States either. What the fuck do we make? Movies?
Paper clips. I said before, and even certain things to say made in America. Okay, it's assembled here. Where are all the components coming from? Well,
we get cars
from China. We get all, but it's all put together here. It's like, that's great, but it's still going to be impacted.
Cars are an example of that. They're just built here. They're not, you know, they're not all the parts aren't manufactured here.
Also, Tony, the thing you're forgetting is cryptocurrency has driven up the price of processors significantly. Crypto mining.
Yes, that's right. Damn. So even PC gaming is inviolable, you know, with all this shit going
PC
on.
PC gaming got hit double. Fuck. They got hit twice on this. PCs have actually gone up significantly in cost.
PC ran for race, baby.
Right? Shit, man. Hey, I guess you're going to have to pay $600 for a console now. Fuck. That is crazy. But anyway, yeah, Switch Mini, we already know it's coming, people. You know that shit's coming. Either a Switch Mini or a different...
All right, actually buy one.
Even if it's not a Switch Mini, it'll be a different Switch iteration. No, they do this all the time.
Okay, and this is something that I brought up before. I was telling some people. I don't know if I said it here, but... All right, so they say it's going to be Mini, and yeah, they can shrink it down, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be small. They can increase the screen size if they get rid of the bezel and then make everything else smaller if it's not detachable Joy-Cons. Yeah. So it could still be smaller with a larger screen. If that came into play, that would be enticing. I would go for something like that.
Joy-Con.
Boy. Yeah, shout out to Etiquette. Joy-Con, boys.
All right.
Joy-Con boys. Yeah. You know, shit, man. But again, we don't really know the form this is going to take, but we all know a different iteration is coming. Nintendo always does this shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Nothing new.
Gotta have something.
It's nothing new. I don't know why people are always so surprised. I mean. It always worked. Remember the new one with the new 3DS that had the nub?
Yeah, man.
Yep. You know, and now it's the same thing.
Here's a good question. Has there been a Nintendo handheld that hasn't gotten a second iteration? I don't think so.
No, there aren't.
No.
They all get them. The Virtual
Boy. Virtual Boy.
That wasn't a handheld.
It wasn't a handheld, though.
No.
Yeah, it's a handheld. I think every single handheld they've ever created has had a second iteration. Well, everything after the Game Boy, because I know there was like one that came out before the Game Boy that looked like a Nintendo DS.
But the thing is, for Gusto, this is also a home console.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it still did combine their handheld and their console market into one. So the handheld side of it is like, all right, we need that second iteration, baby. So now we're here.
Like, I could also see them removing the dock for this one. Just to
you think
reduce,
so?
Yeah, I think so.
Just reduce the price.
If like, it's a mini one, I see it.
Think about that separate.
This is buy it separately, okay.
Yeah.
I was thinking you meant just, like, remove the dock completely.
No.
Just for the whole idea of being a Switch.
Yeah. Exactly. I was going to say, what the fuck? No, they can't do that.
And now that the Switch is, like, super popular and selling well, it's better to sell them without the dock because they overpriced that shit. Like, what is it, $80 for that freaking
plastic?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know what they'll do? They'll make the Switch Ultra Dock.
Oh shit! Right,
Ultra Dock.
Yo,
I mean that's the thing though, because you remember the Nintendo? What was it? The 3DS didn't come with a power cable, so it wouldn't be the first.
Yeah.
Accessory.
So crazy.
I love the Ultra Dock. I like Manny's idea.
Yeah, the Ultra Dock.
Knowing Nintendo's history, it's gonna be a clamshell.
I could see that. I could see that.
I like a clamshell.
Would be crazy.
A clamshell Switch?
Yep.
Oh, really?
I don't know. They walked away from that when they did the 2DS. Remember they tried to do the wide 2DS, one?
2DS, yes. Yeah, like, wait, that doesn't even make any sense.
The non-clam.
I'm just saying if they did what you said, like, screen size bigger, reduce the overall size, made Joy-Cons non-detachable, threw a clamshell on the thing so you could just toss it in your bag, boom. Switch Portable or whatever. Switch Go.
But you can't Switch anymore.
Switch Go?
Yeah, Switch.
If you redesign the dock to pretty much, it just needs to be open-faced. Like, you could have the clamshell be the other side of the quote-unquote dock. You don't need to slide. I don't know why you have to slide the Switch in between two. Like, you could literally saw off the front part of the dock and just set it on the connector, and it works fine. So I guess the dock has two sides for in case you live in an earthquake-prone zone that it can't, like, shake it out of the dock or something. I don't really understand why it needs to be there. I've seen people make homemade docks that are about the size of half of a dollar bill or so. And this way it just has a little groove in the connector bits that lead into the bag and just set the Switch on it. Kind of the same way most of us charge our PlayStation controllers.
Yo, Adam, what you drop, son?
Oh, fuck, I got a cable over here.
I thought you dropped your Switch, man. That would have been...
No, I got this cable over here.
Hold on. You ever going to tell us what you're drinking?
Nope.
Man.
He's trying to give himself an excuse to get that Switch Mini, baby. Let me drop this real quick. Oh, looks like I need to get that Switch Mini.
He's probably drinking some wine right now.
He's singing, if you like piña colada.
Adam's not a wine guy.
Hey man, that stuff is good. Pina coladas, man. Give me two of them.
Like right now, man.
For those for those that have switches.
Yeah.
For those that have switches, would any of you buy a Switch Mini?
Fuck no.
What if it's the Switch Pro?
I barely use the shit I got now, bro. What the fuck do I need another Switch for?
Yo, man, it's smaller.
Fuck that. For what? You know, I only play it docked anyway, you know?
Have you ever played any of your games fully handheld?
No, but I've only played handheld, you know, for reviews just to test it out. But, like, for my own enjoyment, I've never played a game handheld. Why would I do that when I got a TV right there, you know?
I started playing Super Mario Odyssey handheld. That shit made me dizzy, man.
Yeah. Also, Riku, the fact is the Joy-Cons suck. You know, that's the other problem.
Yeah.
You were going to ask me something a moment ago, Tony?
Oh, yeah. No, I was going to ask you, so what are we going to call the Switch Mini? The itch, if you can't switch it? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
what's
up?
The Switch Up.
The Switch Up? But you can't switch it up because, like, only have it in handheld mode, then it's not switching anymore, you know?
That's the Switch Up. They're switching it up, but you're not allowing you to switch it.
Okay, fair enough.
Here's my big question for the handheld only mode. What do you have to take out for it to be handheld only? You don't have to take much out of the system itself. You're not going to save a shitload of money by making it handheld. What? You're only going to save money by not selling the dock with it.
Yeah, because I'm guessing if it's handheld only, I'm guessing the Joy-Cons will just be attached to it permanently. I guess that's what will make it handheld. It's weird, you know.
Yeah, the thing about it is like all the Switch is just a screen that has a removable controllers on it, right?
Yeah,
a lot of different things have done similar stuff where, like, in other words, you can stick your, like, a phone into a television, and that's all it is. It's just a fancy way of sticking your Switch into connecting your Switch to a television. Like, sometimes, some of them just use a cable, and that's all it is. I mean, because that dock, they've said it doesn't have anything in it.
Yeah. Brett, go ahead.
I was going to say, I can see them selling it separately from the dock. I don't think that they'll ever make a Switch that doesn't have the ability to be played on a TV.
Oh, I agree with that. Yeah, I think
you'd start splitting their audience.
Yeah, yeah. No, I agree with that. I like, if you have a quote unquote Switch Mini that has the Joy-Cons locked in, I'm pretty sure you could still put it in a dock. You know, that would be retarded.
I would say it would be kind of cool if they did a Pro dock.
I don't know about that. Like, if they make
in other words, a dock that is able to run, give an actual boost to the Switch when playing games.
Supposedly that's what the dock does now.
No, it doesn't.
It's supposed to push it at 1080p because when it's not docked,
it doesn't have anything in it. The only reason why it pushes it to that because it's actually being plugged into something.
Yeah,
I think it's an internal. Yeah, it's an internal thing that once you plug it in, the Switch is being told to just run at a better performance and not getting any boost from the dock.
I have a question though. If they make a Switch Mini, how is it going to fit on the regular size dock?
They're going to have to make a mini dock.
You got
to
get the mini dock.
Mini dock. You're going to charge dock. $90 for that shit, man.
You know.
Yeah.
It'll all be $600.
Shit, Apple.
And then with that tax, it's going to be $700.
Man.
Oh, God damn.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. That's depressing.
All right, man. Let's move on. This is really weird. So Final Fantasy 14, the video game, is being turned into a live action TV show.
What?
I did not stutter.
But like this kind of like happened before with the Final Fantasy 14 Daddy's Light or something like that on Netflix. There's already like a TV show where this kid trying to connect to his dad by playing Final Fantasy 14 with his avatar, where his dad knowing it.
What?
So he's now building a relationship with his dad by helping him up playing the game without him knowing. So yeah, it's on Netflix. It's called Final Fantasy Daddy's Light or something like that.
Wow. But yeah,
is that like a real thing or is it
it's a real ass thing. This has already happened. I don't know why like people are freaking out about Final Fantasy 14 having a live action thing where there's like this live action drama surrounded by the game, but I think the only thing that's different is that this takes place in the actual world for it to be live action. So
yeah.
If I, this, this is not out of Square Enix's realm. You know, they have TV
shows. I mean, they did try to make that Seven movie back in the day.
No, well, yeah, I'm glad you bring it up because people forgot about the Spirits Within. Like, Spirits Within, it's a thing. They tried this because basically some people were saying, like, oh, you know, they made a movie studio for this. This is serious. I'm like, they made a movie studio before, and you saw how that went, you know?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. And Spirits Within, not Advent Children.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you for making that distinction. Advent Children, awesome. Spirits Within, sucked.
No, and when we got Spirits Within, I just want to share, somebody who lived through this, they told us we were getting a Final Fantasy movie. They told us it was going to be like one big cinematic. They showed us teasers. They showed us trailers. It looked amazing. It looked like Final Fantasy. We go in. I don't know what the fuck that movie was. It is not Final Fantasy. It has nothing to do with any Final Fantasy. It does not feel like Final Fantasy. It is a jumbled weird mess. And you walk out being like, I mean, it's like people be like, I'm going to go see a Star Wars movie. And then seeing a movie with no spaceships, no Sith, no lightsabers, no Wookiees, and no...
They had the live stream.
Did they have a guy?
They had the live stream. That's right. I remember. Okay, funny thing, because when I first saw the movie in the theaters, me and Manny saw it. I was just like impressed by the technical, you know, the technicalness of it. But then I remember, you know, like, maybe a year later, it was playing. You know, I was at Manny's house. They were playing in the background. I'm like, oh, that's why this movie bombed. Dude, look at all this fucking talking. You know, like, do something. Yeah that movie sucked.
Didn't they have a guy named Sid in it?
Yeah, probably.
Yes.
And this show's going to have Sid in it as well.
So they're basing it off of MMORPG?
Yeah. I think, and Brett, I think I can speak for you too. As guys, you know, disgruntled guys that are still bitter about Spirits Within, yeah, we're not really hyped about this.
No.
Fuck this shit, man.
It's like making, well, granted, Warcraft is a lot of, I don't know.
They got a movie out of that too.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, that movie made a lot of money in China.
Of course, China, man.
As long as it does well in China, they good.
Yeah, that's a problem nowadays with cinema in general. You know,
China loved Aquaman. Damn,
Aquaman was fun though.
Yeah, but it wasn't that fun. It's like the second coming of movies.
Aquaman was a stupid movie, but I loved it.
Yes. Yeah. So, is anybody hyped for this?
I'm gonna be wary of it. I'm gonna anticipate it, look out for it, and see how it goes. I'm just gonna watch one episode and see how I feel.
Oh shit! Hey, Larry, check this out. This article that I'm looking at here, it actually does mention "Dad of Light" on Netflix.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go. Not Daddy's Light. That shit sounds like something else.
That's a different type of light.
Yeah. That's not inappropriate as hell.
That's on Pornhub right there.
Daddy's Light, baby.
Hey, yo, that's why it was originally called until they changed the name because people always sexualized Daddy.
So, well, I mean, we came to that conclusion, so they were smart for changing it.
Exactly.
Yeah. They're like, oh shit, the American people go, fuck this up.
We fucked it up in a couple of seconds as soon as we heard that shit.
Well, that's so why.
Right about that.
Yeah, by the way, here's some video game history. That's why Pac-Man is called Pac-Man because originally he was supposed to be Puck-Man, but the guys were like, oh, the Americans are going to say something else, aren't they?
we mess everything up for everyone.
You know? So, yeah, we'll see about this, but I'm whatever. Fuck that shit. All right. Okay. Story time, people. I got to tell you guys about my experience at MASH Fest, man. So for you guys who don't know, MASH Fest is basically like a fighting game tournament type of thing that was held here in New York. I don't know if they do it in any other cities, but it was held here in New York on Tuesday, and they were celebrating the launch of Samurai Showdown, which is, you know, the new version of Samurai Showdown. So there was it was basically at a bar downtown, up close by Canal Street. So it was, you know, like, it was kind of weird because, like, in the middle, you had the, you know, the bar, the stools and all that, and regular patrons, and then around it, TV screens with a bunch of crazy-ass FGC heads, you know? So we go in there. It was me, Jeffrey, a couple other people, you know, and they were having a Samurai Showdown tournament, and I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to enter a tournament. Your boy, you know? So let me tell you something. Yeah. So I go in there, like, I was just like, okay, yo, if I could... Yeah. What happened, Brett?
Where's the belt?
Yeah, well, I'll get to that. You know,
nobody.
So I go in there. I'm like, all right, if I could make it past the first round, bro, I'll be happy. I made it a little further than that. So I'll tell you about each round. So first round, I'm just gonna say the story like I told you guys off air. Fuck it. I'm gonna say it. So I get. So the guy I was supposed to go up against, he was late. You know, so I'm like, yo, this guy must be like badass, bro. Like he, you know, they're waiting for him to show up. You know, dude rolls up, not a care in the world. He's chilling. He's like, hey man, well, how you doing, man? You want me to get your water? I'm gonna give me some water. I'm like, okay, I'll take some water. I'm like, yo, this guy's gonna smoke the fuck out of me right now, son. You know, he's gonna beat my motherfucking ass.
He over here about to give you a water, like he about to roast you.
Yeah,
yeah. You gonna need this water real quick.
You know, so like, yo, this guy's gonna smoke the fuck out of me, right? So, you know, we get there, we start playing. Yo, literally 3 seconds into the fight, yo, how you play this shit? I was like, what? So I'm teaching him how to use the fucking buttons and shit, right? What the attacks do. So I'm just like, okay, I don't really need to go too crazy on him, you know, but I'm beating him. And then at the end, I'm like, all right, fuck this shit. I get a perfect on him. So I'm like, yeah, man, it's fucking go, son. And then on the second round, I had to fight my boy Jeffrey Wilson, man. You know? So that was kind of fun. He's old school Sam Show like
wait,
me,
wait,
right?
Wait. Rewind. So after you beat him, what was his response? Did he say you want another water?
No, he was like, hey man, he was mad low. He was like, hey, you know thank you, man. Like this guy seemed kind of drugged or something. I don't know, but yeah. He was like, hey man, it was good going up against you. Good games of blood, right? So next,
we probably want to go get himself another water.
I know.
Yeah, so, $10.
He's like, wait, I wanted to say this before. He's like, yo man, you gonna need this water for my fire.
So in the
I like to think that he was done. They like calmly walked back, walked through a curtain into a dark shadow room. Went, he's ready.
So yeah, for the next round, I went up against my friend Jeffrey. Now Jeffrey, we were playing the game before the tournament started, right? And him and I were on equal footing, so we went the full, because it was best 2 out of 3, right? We went the full 3 rounds up to the minute. Ooh, and I just barely got him, but that was a good fight. You know, a worthy opponent. Then on the third round, so I was already guessing, like, yo, I made it to round 3, motherfuckers. You know, because everybody else in my group got smoked during either the first or second round, right? So I'm like, yeah. So next up, I had to fight this guy called Sonic Soul. I'm like, oh, shit. Now, for you guys who don't know, and I met him, like, beforehand, you know, during the thing, Sonic Soul is he's a professional streamer, right? He's getting up there, and his game is Samurai Showdown. Now, before, you know, we went up against each other, like, you know, I saw him fight other guys, like, yo, this guy's fucking nasty. So we were paired up, and we were talking and stuff.
Did he do that pro look where he's playing, he looks at you, sees your wants, and gives that little wing, like, it's like, yo, why did he butt his ass?
Yeah, I know, but I told him, like, yo, bro, don't hold back. I want you to, like, you know, like, unleash, you know, like, open up all the chakra gates. I you know, give me all that shit.
You unlock all the souls of Sonic that you got.
Yeah, but
you went, show your moves.
Yeah, but he was really cool. He was like giving me some pointers before we got in there, and then people were like, yo, you guys mind if we stream this shit? Now, all my friends were like, oh, shit, they're going to stream you getting your ass beat, Tony, you know? And Manny, you know me, I'm like, okay, cool. Like, whatever, who cares, you know?
It'll yeah, be... they're trying to rile you up. They'll be like, yo!
Yeah.
You should have, yo, to shake him, man, out of his confidence, you should have said, like, you want some water?
Yeah. So, but yeah, you know, I'm like, yo, bro, I stream 2 times a week. I don't give a fuck. Let's go. You know, so we go in there. He's working me, son. Like, I'm like, okay, I know I got no shot here, but because the thing is about Samurai Showdown, it's not really about combos and shit. It's really about finding the perfect timing. So when I calmed down and I just struck him whenever I could. Obviously, he ended up winning and shit, like, killed me with finesse, but he had to work for it a little bit. Not too much, but a little something. So I'm like, okay, I give him a little bit of resistance, so I felt happy about that. I got my ass beat by a pro streamer. Really cool guy. And wink, wink, we're probably going to have him on Throwdown in the future. Him and I hit it off, man. Mad cool dude. So, I, you know, I got my ass beat, went to go drink and shit, chilling, and then it was like 10 o'clock, 10:30. I'm like, yo, trains are gonna start running all fucked up. Let me get out of here. And then the organizer's like, yo, where you going, bro? You're in the losers bracket. I'm like, word. Like, I still get to play shit because all my boys already got eliminated. So I already felt a little bit even more gassed. I'm like, damn, I made it pretty far. Now, granted, I did lose the losers bracket, but it was by an inch. It was by a hair, son. And I think I may have kind of partially lost because I wanted to get the fuck out of there, but. That dude, I gave him some work. He went to all 3 rounds. So basically, the reason I want to tell you a story, not only because it was a fun experience, because I'm being honest, I've kind of railed against the FGC for a while. I felt like they kind of ruined fighting games, but seeing these guys makes me appreciate the FGC. Really cool gamers, really cool people. You know, they're not these fucking assholes you see on Twitter all day, you know? So that kind of gave me more hope for the gaming community as a whole. It's like, okay, all these motherfuckers aren't pieces of shit, you know? So that was pretty cool. And, you know,
they're not like, what's your main?
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, you showed and proved. Thank you, Jeff. Yeah, he's right there in the chat, man. Sonic Soul is a beast. He finished fifth last night at Next Level in Brooklyn out of 40 heads. Damn! Yeah. So yeah, see, me losing to a guy like that, I got no fucking problems with that, man. You know, so that was really fun. You know, it's always fun to go to events like that are like more gamer focused instead of like industry focused, because the industry is just full of cynical assholes, you know, and you kind of forget what what gaming is supposed to be about. Had a good time. So some other things happened, but I'm not going to tell you that shit on air. Jeffrey, you know exactly what I'm talking about, bro.
There's them blow.
Oh, man. So, yeah, good times, bro. Anyway, so that's that. So since we got everybody here, and we still got time, what has everybody been playing lately? So let's start with our guest, Riku. What have you been playing lately, sir?
You can hear me, right? You can hear me before I go off.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
You're going to put Adam to shame, because Adam's, you know, when we tell him what he's been playing, he's here for half an hour talking, you know?
Yeah. I mean, well, I've been trying to focus my gaming habits, because honestly, a couple months past, I've been actually juggling a lot of shit, but now I'm bringing it back down to like one game and beat it and move on. But right now I'm playing that Legend of Heroes, and it's lit. I was streaming earlier, like I said, and move all of the streamers over to here. Honestly, that game is probably my second favorite JRPG game now.
Damn.
Like, I like this game more than fucking Chrono Trigger. That's how fucking great this game is.
That sounds like blasphemy to me.
That's how I fight words.
That's what a lot of people say. I kill you. Like the guy that drew my picture, James. Man, he's like, square the fuck up. How dare you say it's better than Chrono Trigger? I was like, damn, calm down. Anyway.
Yeah, well, you better watch out. The next picture you get from him, you're going to look all fucked up.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, he's going to draw my nose funny or some shit. Give me fat lips or some shit, man. He's going to fuck my shit up. But,
You'll be like,
yo, he's gonna draw you like a black anime character, bro.
Oh, no.
The big ass lips.
You gonna put a little mini chocobo on my head and shit.
Oh, no.
But on my Vita, because you know, Vita's life, baby. You know, I still play my Vita. And what I've been trying to do with the Vita lately is, you know how the 3DS has gotten a decent amount of Nintendo 64 ports? Like, you know, Ocarina of Time, Mario 64. And the Vita got a decent amount of PlayStation 2 ports. Like, you know, the God of War Collection, Ratchet & Clank, Sly, Final Fantasy X. Yeah, you're right. And I was just trying to test out some of them to see how good these ports were on the Vita. I tried out Ratchet & Clank. That was a very good one. But the problem with that one is the fact that it uses the rear touch panel for R2 and L2, so it's not ideal. You need like a specific like type of handle if you want to play that perfectly. So the Sly one was great, and the one that I'm working on right now is a Jak and Daxter. And oof, man, this one's rough. This one is a really rough part. I don't know what they were trying. It was really sluggish and whatnot. But
yeah, it wasn't a very well one.
Yeah, I think out of the three, this is definitely the worst port of the three of those games on the Vita. But I'm gonna push through it. I'm gonna get the platinum on all three of them and knock that out.
Do they have cross saves?
No.
The PS4 or the
Because some of them
actually do have cross saves, and you actually can get double platinum.
I think that was a Sly 4, Thieves in Time. That was that, but I think the PS, you know, these PS2 ports, that's not the case. But I was just trying to see how all of these PS2 ports run on here, and some of them are great. Some of them, I'm gonna try the God of War collection next. God of War 1, 2, Ghost of Sparta, and Chains of Olympus game. Yep. I'm trying to see. I know Chains of Olympus and Ghost of Sparta are gonna work easily because those are PSP games. But God of War 1 and 2 are the ones that I'm really interested to see how they run on this thing. But after that, I'm going to be playing some Xenogears next month, people, for the first time.
Xenogears?
Yeah, Xenogears. A lot of people swear by Xenogears.
You know so what? I sold it... that game. I thought Damn. That game was trash.
He said it, people, not me.
Yep.
You know, I gave you some Chrono Trigger slander. I ain't saying nothing about no Xenogears.
I did not like that game, man. When I first played it, I was just like, this is garbage.
So what you're trying to tell me, Manny, is that it doesn't start off at a good start to you, in your opinion?
No, it started off, but it just kind of like, don't get me started on that third disc.
Okay, all right.
We'll save that for another day.
He said Xenogears is overrated. Damn. All right. Yeah, well, I will be streaming that next month. I'll see how I like it. And, you know, if I like tonight, if, you know, I got any people inside here and our streams coincide, I'll rate them over here and all that other good shit.
I mean, yeah, you know, it's like, you know, I'm probably like the only person on the planet that thinks this, but yeah.
Yeah, you're the only person I've ever heard to say that.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
They did not like Xenogears. I mean, I've heard stuff about that last disc, but a lot of people was like, oh, it's you know, probably the only con that I can think of. I'm like, geez, really?
No, it kind of.
There's a few of them that you can think of.
It's kind of meh.
But I'll talk to you about that.
You'd be like, later, you'd be like, man, this game was fire. You crazy.
Yeah, I mean, you crazy, man. You crazy. Once again, no. I'm going to talk to you about it when I knock that out. Anyone else here plays Xenogears, or is it just Manny?
I played a little bit of it.
Tony, any fact
no, I never played. Too. Yeah, remember, I didn't play RPGs back then, man.
Yeah, back in PlayStation 1 era, he didn't play RPGs.
Well, here's a question, Tony. If Xenogears came out with a remake, would you play it?
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
I want them to remake it, make it better. Ah!
Ooh! If it came back, and I know a lot of people said if Xenogears came back, they wanted it to look like how Octopath looks now. And then obviously fix up whatever what was the problem with that third disc. I heard that I had something to do with Final Fantasy VIII taking its like people by money or shit like that. But yeah.
Anyway, what else you been playing, man?
Just that. Just Legend of Heroes and Jack Hunt on the Vita. Just those two things I'm focusing on. I just planned on Dead Nation on the Vita 2 days ago though.
I remember so that game.
Yeah, Dead Nation is fun. Dead Nation is fun. I want to try the game they made out after. What was that one called?
Alienation like or
Alienation.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. It was that other futuristic looking one.
Yeah, I want to try that one out.
Yeah, right.
No, it's funny you said Dead Nation because Dead Nation on Vita did not run very well.
Really?
I guess
they put it on Plus. It was one of the free games after a while, so you just
I think they
probably patched up. But when it first came out, that thing was not running good.
Yeah,
House Marquee, right? That made that.
Yeah, House Marquee. Yeah.
All right. All right, Leray, man, what you been playing lately, bro?
Riku knows what I've been playing lately.
Oh Lord.
A2K mostly, you know. I don't know, man.
Have you seen those ads? Have you been seeing ads?
Oh yes, that's
what's so up with the ads. What's up with the ads?
So first, I think they want to capitalize on the people that bought the game for like $2.
But those are mature rated ads. It's like for some like
some Pornhub shit.
Yeah, man, what the some fuck? Serious. Yeah, they put these ads and you can't skip the ads, and they're in
pissed me off.
I could not believe that shit. I paid
$60 for this game just for it to do that.
I found a workaround.
What is it?
My workaround, because I also have it on the Switch. And I noticed because I picked up a PS4 and a Switch at that price. And I noticed on the Switch, I was like, yo, I'm not seeing any of this. The thing is, I'm not online. When you're not connected online, then it can't ping the server and it can't connect and stream the video because the video is not loaded in.
That's cool and all, but like sometimes they won't even let you. Some features are not available if you're not connected online. Like,
oh yeah, if you're playing online, so but
yeah, if I can't, no, like even single player, like for example, like if you had like a creative player or something like that, you can't access that that player because
I just do one-on-one matches and some blacktop and stuff.
See, I like to do like my creative player, the virtual currency, because in order to earn the virtual currency, you have to be connected online 24/7.
Oh,
microtransactions?
Excuse me. So that's all you've been playing, man? Leray.
Yeah, I think he cut out.
Yeah, you know, he muted himself.
Oh, probably hit the bump.
Maybe his girl's yelling at him in the background.
Why are you talking so loud?
Who are you talking to? Yo, Leray, man, what's up?
Hello. I'm sorry. I got a call about that.
Someone oh, you got to go?
In the middle of this. No. Someone called me in the middle of this.
Oh, shit.
But, like, yeah, anyways, that's the whole NBA thing. I've been playing that. I've been loving it. Riku makes fun of me every single time me playing it. That's my game that I come home, shut my mind off, and play it. But after watching E3 and seeing the Final Fantasy VII remake trailer, I've been playing Final Fantasy VII again.
Oh, shit. Oh.
Yes. Yes, and like, oh my goodness, that game does not hold your hand. I'm like, where the f- I'm supposed to go?
That's fine.
Go to GameFAQs, yeah, man. Go to GameFAQs, bro.
Yo, man. I got a over 20-year-old strategy guide that'll help you.
Hey, man, that's fine. That it doesn't hold my hand, but like, once you like used to games, you know, guiding you along the way, it's like so hard to get readjusted.
Yeah, nowadays they'll throw you 1,000 tutorials. Hey, did you know you could go that way? Yes.
Shit, do you remember when you called up a number and actually spoke to a real person?
Oh, yeah. The
and Nintendo, they would look the that Nintendo shit up. Yeah. There was a few of them. I remember calling.
We called the Nintendo one.
Uh-huh.
And I called the Sierra one for help on Willy Beamish and Rise of the Dragon.
You know what would be cool? I want to own one of those manuals that tells them from the script, basically. Because if you guys don't know, when you call a hotline, they read all that shit off a script. And it's these giant fucking books. Like, I would love to have one of those, man.
Oh, man.
That shit is crazy. Anyway, Luray, what else have you been playing, bro?
So, it's only those two games, but I'm thinking about going back to The Walking Dead, the final season, since they finally released the final episode, so I could finish it. So, I put that on the shelf for a bit, but I'm about to go back in on that. Life is Strange 2 is on sale, so I'm about to go and buy that and start playing that.
Life is Stranger.
Yeah. The first one was good. I enjoyed it.
What about the second one?
I didn't play. Well, there was the prequel. They did the prequel, and I played that. But then, did you play the one with the little boy, the little spinoff episode that they gave away for free?
I did not.
Captain something, right?
Yeah. So yeah. That ties in to
Captain Future or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm still playing the prequel, so I need to finish the prequel. Then play that demo when you play as that little kid. Then I'm going to play season two. So yeah, I'm gonna be diving deep in those games.
Yeah, Awesome Adventures of Captain Spirit.
Yep.
There you go. All right, Manny, what have you been playing lately?
What is a man? A miserable pile of secrets. I've been playing Bloodstained. Well, where I can, because I've been Star Trekking back to New York and stuff. So. But I plan to play play here and there and on the weekend.
Nice. All right, Adam.
Shit, here we go. my friend Pedro, you know, that after I did that review, man, can't stop playing it.
Your friend Pedro?
Pedro, love that game. Devil May Cry on the Switch. That was a really good port.
Wait, is my friend Pedro the one with the banana?
He has a friend. It's a imaginary friend that's a banana.
He's a Latin you're king.
You're not a banana. Yeah, you're
what the hell
banana.
Are you playing, man?
You're not a banana. Oh, it's badass. Elevator action meets Max Payne. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah,
actually looked up any gameplay of this. My friend is Pedro.
Yeah,
you got it.
The game is kind of awesome. Like that he's like game flipping is, out all over the place, like double you, shooting you everybody.
Can, and you can dodge bullets. He does a 360 spin. You can go and you can dual wield.
Where are you playing this
different
game?
Directions. It's on Switch. On PC, whichever one. But it's not on the consoles yet, the big ones. What else? Oh, hacked my Vita, and I put Retro Arch on it, so I'm playing some Turtles in Time,
man.
Yeah, Turtles in Time. Getting hyped for that arcade 1-Up machine to come.
All of these words are Adam
Bale. Retro Arch actually runs really well on
Throwdown.
Yep. Wait, what? What did I call this thing?
We do not condone.
Hey, I avoided my own warranty, and they don't even support the shit anymore, so I could do whatever the hell I want with it.
Mm.
They gave that shit up, so whatever. It's my toy. I get to play with it. right? Been playing, like he said, 2K19. Watching those funky ads. I can't believe I don't remember it.
We want to see a fucking match between you two.
Damn, I just got a K player
in here.
Well, he puts in more time. I used to spend a lot of time on NBA Live.
What you trying to say? You saying you can't beat him, man?
I got to practice, and then we'll set it up.
Now what you trying to say? You trying to say if you got some practice, you have to practice?
I got
to
practice. That's
hey, man, it's not even worth the time, man. It's not because you're bad or anything. It's not worth the time because, like, the net code for that game is so horrible. Like, it's the lag.
I didn't even try to play online.
It's so hard.
The 2K servers have been shit forever.
Yes, that's why I don't even bother to play online. That's why I only play single player. Like, you know how, like, you know how immediate your moves are in that game. So you have to know what you're doing, and you can't compensate by lag, because by the time you try to compensate by lag, you're already out of bounds. You already turned over the ball.
Shit. Damn. So, playing FIFA, FIFA 19, been doing a lot of that. Ooh, that's always fun.
I'm a god at FIFA.
Then we playing.
I don't know if we should believe your godhood, man. Because somebody claimed he was a manga god.
What happened to the manga
and
god?
Internet.
Hey. Hey, man, I stopped introducing myself as the manga god years ago.
I don't know, man.
I'll just say this. Me and Adam have been talking about playing FIFA against each other for 2 years.
Yo, let's play. I don't ever see you on playing.
He questions your godhood, bro.
I question this godhood.
Oh, let me find
you're a false god.
Yo, do you have
PS4? Well, PS4.
Okay, man. Let me get the game. I bet.
Yeah.
Super cheap right now.
Fire it up, yo.
All right. Cool.
Let's see this.
Who's the guy? Who's the fraud? Let's go.
And well, what's your team? What team you usually use?
Real Madrid. Do you do an ultimate team?
You use Real Madrid? Okay.
Yeah.
We're gonna throw it down.
We're gonna. Hey, it'll be the first time ever a sports game would be played on Throwdown.
There we go. I either pick Arsenal or Man U. Those are my two.
Chelsea.
Oh, like you with Chelsea. Chelsea's a good one. Well, not for long, now that Hazard's left, so they'll be weak on that end. But all Tetris 99, I'm still trying to finish this. Yo, I can't win. I can make it up to 15 and 20, usually 15 and 20. That's my level. Never get it to 10 or even to 5. Fucking hard, man. I don't know how
Yo, you hear these stories.
Yeah, you hear these stories. We go, I win all the time. And I think there's a pattern because anybody here ever played Tetris 99?
No.
Nah, man.
Because you can block and stuff. It's not like whoever makes the most blocks wins. You can block. You can attack. You can kill, which is pretty much if everyone is jumping on somebody, you can pile up on that, so you can help out just to bang that person out. So sometimes you'll jump in there, and within like not even a minute, you're already eliminated. You'll just see all your blocks are stacking up because they just decided to attack you. Yeah. So I'm still trying to get through that one. And I think that's pretty much it. Oh, and the Contra collection. I'm playing that. That's nice. Fun. I'm enjoying that. I still like that game. And I think there was one other thing that I was playing. Can't remember what it was. But majority, that's it.
All right. That's it. Brett, what have you been playing lately?
Monster Hunter.
Yeah. That's why I want to ask you, because we got to tell our joined story. Chris is in here. So Brett, meet Brett and Chris, and you know, we try to fight Behemoth again, Monster Hunter. Brett, that didn't end well, did it?
Oh, it did not. So a couple things. Jumping right back into Monster Hunter and straight to Behemoth. Like, we didn't do any practice hunts or warm up hunts or anything like that. We just rode in cold after 6 months of not playing. Be like, yeah, we can take this shit. Oh boy, we were wrong.
Damn, man.
So very wrong.
Put some respect on my BMS name, man.
Well, the other part of it was, usually I could just insect glaive my way through just about anything.
Just jump and flip everywhere, then mount the monster.
You just jump, flip, land right behind its back feet, fucking start going to town. Like, Tony will tell you, the amount of times that a monster's like turned around to breathe fire and everybody starts running out, I'm just like, fuck this, and I just leap upwards over it. I just go, you know what? I'm out, and I just dip. I just dip, and I'm like, I'm behind the monster. I'll see you guys later.
Yeah, Brett's like, I have to go now. My planet needs me.
My people need me.
Yeah, that doesn't work with this guy, though.
No, it doesn't. It really doesn't. That one... Like, I can just one-shot a motherfucker.
Hey, man, you gotta respect the Final Fantasy monsters, man.
You do, and you gotta play them like Final Fantasy monsters. That's what we kind of came down to. Like, it came back to the old, like, oh, we're failing because we don't have a healer. Let me pull out my hunting horn, which, I'll admit, worked pretty well. I am a huge fan of the hunting horn. I'm just not as good with it as I am with the insect glaive. And so there was some learning curve. I'll be honest, though, man, like, I think that fight right there sold me on the hunting horn because I was like, dude, I'm laying down some fucking damage.
Yeah.
And then, dude, everybody's healed up. Sweet.
But then the fucking behemoth hits you with a one-shot hit, killing.
Yeah, we kept getting one-shotted. Yeah. Man, we're getting one-shotted with, like, fully upgraded, like, tier 8 gear. Like, I'm in half, like, Kobe Toth or whatever, however the fuck you pronounce his name. Like, I'm in half of that gear, and still, nothing. Like, bam. So, we need to take a more RPG-focused approach to this and not just Monster Hunter. I mean, because most of the time we play Monster Hunter like the Irish wage war. We just grab whatever thing we want and then run in going, ah! And for the most part, it works out for us. Not today, son. Not today.
Yeah, and I think that's what it is. You have to approach it like an MMO fight, basically. Like, you got to really space that shit out. You can't just run in there hitting shit, you know. And here's the thing, with me and Chris, we had already played the Monster Hunter beta, so we were already gassed. Like, yeah, man, we got this shit. Nope. We still got fucking schooled, man. But we're gonna get a behemoth because, Brett, you said it right, man. It's like, yo, we can't show up, you know, when Iceborne comes out and not have beaten this motherfucker. That's like staining our honor, man.
Right, yeah, like, they will take away my Dark Souls card.
Well, you know what?
They're going to come right to your house and shit, knock you 6 a.m., wake your ass up.
Knock on the door and be like, I'm sorry, sir. We have here a complaint about a notice of a failure to get good. We're going to need your card.
Yo, but you guys know where you fucked up, though.
Because, no, fuck that shit right now, son. We died because you weren't there, motherfucker. You flaked on us, man. You were supposed to be there. What happened, son? What happened?
Damn.
Bryce,
oh, did you ever hear that mic drop? Oh, that was. Is it okay?
Mic repair show? Yo, I heard that episode a couple episodes back. Freaking Carlos was dropping the mic every 2 seconds. That shit was hilarious.
As I do. Let me just say this, man. That was the reason why you guys lost. I wasn't there. My hammer. It's the hammer.
We lost because of you, motherfucker.
Makes him dizzy. And I had a good excuse. I'll say that. Work, man. You got to make that money. But this weekend, though.
Let's go.
You with me?
Yeah, oh, right? Oh, yeah, no. And we're going to stream that shit because we got to hear, dude, that's going to come back, man.
He's going to drop the mic on the behemoth.
We do not have the power of the damn.
Yeah, exactly. We need that. We need that's fuel, man. But we're going to take that motherfucker down, man. Fuck behemoth.
I want my glowy fucking dragon kinsect.
Yes.
God damn it.
All right. Anything else you've been playing, bro?
No, that's pretty much. Well, I'm getting back into Fallout 76, although I'm kind of holding back, waiting for the new big expansion. I'm just going to take it all down at once.
There you go. All right. As for myself, yeah, I played that. I played Bloodstained, like Manny says. I'm going to say it, fuck it. So I got to the final boss in the game, right? I'm like, man, I'm
nice.
I'm going to beat this fucking game right now, right? So I go there. I whip his fucking ass in like 5 seconds, right? And then and they're like, and he renounces his ways. Like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm like, this is weird. Then he goes to the cutscene. Like, oh, you defeated him. I guess everything's fine now. What do we do? I don't know. What do we do? We'll let the church take over. Okay. And then, no, game over. I'm like, what the fuck? So I basically lost because I fought the last boss too early. So I have to go through all this other shit. I'm like, man. Come on. I pissed me the fuck off, man. Like, yo, I beat his ass, man. The game's over. You know, so apparently, like, right now I'm just going through all these, like, extra, like, places I haven't visited yet. Because apparently I need Sangetsu, the sword, in order to beat this guy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I have to beat Sangetsu, the guy, to get the sword. So that was kind of whack, you know. But other than that, I'm having a lot of fun with the game. It's exactly what I wanted. Interesting. And by the way, shout out to everybody that gave me props for my review. You know, people liked it. They said, oh, I'm going to buy the game now, you know. Always weird when I get that reaction because that's never my intention when I write reviews. But apparently I sold a few copies of Samurai Showdown and Bloodstained this week based off my reviews. Very interesting. By the way, some of those FGC guys that were there read my review and they liked it. So it was kind of cool getting props from those guys, you know.
I think you just have a way, like, especially you have a way of explaining these things that you may kind of you know, take for granted, but I think a lot of people, you know, really connect with those things. Yeah. You know,
I was surprised the FGC guys liked my review because I purposely tried not to use any of those crazy ass terms in fighting game reviews. Nobody knows what the fuck that shit is. You know, oh yeah, the game has three, you know, re-dizzy combos, 3-frame counters. Nobody knows what the fuck that shit is. You know, I just focus on what makes that game different than other fighting games. But anyway, yeah. So yeah, and obviously I've been playing Samurai Showdown. I played that for a week before the review. The game is fucking fantastic, man. Like, but it is different than Street Fighter. And I'm enjoying seeing some of these streams where people are like, yo, how the fuck do I do combos? Oh, why am I dying so fast? It is hilarious. You know, it's like, yeah, you fucking frame counters. You can't do that shit in Samurai Showdown. This is a different game, baby. You know? And what else? I played a little bit of the Castlevania collection, you know? But you know how it is, man. Castlevania is always good. The old school Castlevania, not the... You know, not the other Castlevanias that we don't want to talk about here, you know. And I played Iceborne, you know, that was a lot of fun. So, yeah, I think that's pretty much it. I want to get Judgment. I still got to get my hands on that. Judgment, baby. It's going to be good.
See about that.
We'll see about that. All right. Brian, what have you been playing lately?
First of all, I would just like to say when you guys were playing Monster Hunter, I'm really surprised that you guys just didn't tell the monster, like, your mother's name. And that would just end the fight.
By the way, Brian, we played some Monster Hunter, man. Last week.
Yeah, we did. We did? Yeah, we did, right?
Yeah, I was there. We played Bloodborne, man. I mean, Iceborne.
You played Bloodborne? Like, what the
hell? Me and Riku played some Bloodborne, though. You know?
Okay.
Y'all abandoned me.
Yeah. What do you mean abandoned you, man? I played Bloodborne like 3 years ago, man.
Man, you abandoned me.
Yeah, but yeah, Brian, yeah, that was cool because
don't worry, I have a friend that thinks I abandoned him in Bloodborne.
So, too. Brian, I want your thoughts on Monster Hunter because that was your first Monster Hunter experience.
Shit's fun. I'm buying it.
Nice.
Good, man.
On PS4, excuse me.
Wait, PC. What are you talking about?
Yeah, come on.
I'm buying it. 2 years after it comes out.
Yeah, right.
Hey, you know
how I do things. Like, I wait until like the whole game's out and then I buy it. So I usually wait like a whole year and then I'll buy into it. Like, I don't like buying like chunks of it. No, buy the whole thing.
But that's right. This is DLC, so it's like not a new game. Okay, it doesn't conflate the Brian laws of physics here.
Nope. But I did do something very faux pas the other day. I pre-ordered Cyberpunk.
Uh-oh,
you are very bad.
So early, man. So
that's
early.
That's not faux pas.
Whoa,
this
did you get that super...
Whoa.
$300 version, or...
No.
Hold on.
Base version.
I'm stopping.
The base version what's the rush comes then? With what's a lot of shit, too, though.
But what's the rush, then, if you're not... I mean, like, you can get that whenever.
I don't know. That's the weird part.
Brian, like you, when you, Brian, eat, like, fast you don't pre-order food, like, shit. What is this? You're not Brian, man. Who is this person?
That's what happens when he moves to a new neighborhood. He got new friends now, and they're like, suck. Oh, we got to get everything early. You want to be down with us? You got to pre-order shit.
Yo, Brian, you change.
Did we just get a random British person and none of us noticed?
Yo, Brian, man, you change, man. I remember when you was from the hood, man. You change.
We got a doppelganger going on here. Shit, nah. Where was the real Brian?
No. It is Brian. He just sold the fuck out, man.
Brian, what's my favorite number?
Adam, you don't even know your own favorite number, bro.
Yo, that was a trick question, Tony. You don't know. Damn, you're the worst at this game. Forget it.
Gears 5?
Yep.
I don't know. I just thought that I might as well just pre-order it so that I don't forget or something. Or, you know. Hey, and plus, it's CD Projekt Red. And plus, I did it through GOG. So, at least not through Steam or anything. So,
you did it through their world.
Through their service. Yeah. There you go.
Well, it was a bit more expensive, but hey.
You can get it if you pre-order it through Steam.
Wait, what happened?
So, you know that you'd actually get it if you pre-ordered it through Steam.
Damn, man. Everybody's kicking mud and shit.
Brian pre-ordering. I can't believe this, man.
Enjoy it.
It'll come out someday. So, I did that, and then I actually been playing a game called Ape Out. You guys have heard of it.
That sounds vaguely familiar.
The silence says it all. No one's heard of this damn game. It's a game on Switch, and I think on PC as well. Basically like an indie top-down thing. And you play as an ape that has escaped and just mash people up.
Ape escape?
Yeah.
But it's ape out.
Ape out.
Yeah. You did hear that Ape Escape is probably going to get a remake, though.
It doesn't have the Ape doesn't have a police light on its head.
No. it's published by Devolver Digital, so you can probably guess.
Well, they did the My Friend Pedro. They did that one. And they did Hotline Miami.
They did
a
bunch
of ultra violent, ultra colorful, ultra Devolver Digital. I'm just having fun with that. It's a nice small concept and idea. You literally have two moves, which is to grab someone and then to throw them, and that's it. But hence, like, how do you do that and how do you escape? You know, very arcadey, like three lives or three hits and you're dead. Okay. It's quite fun. Small. Neat. Different.
Different.
It's different. Yeah.
And then since I'm moving next week and I won't have internet for like 2 weeks, I'm going to be playing some Crysis 3 and Mass Effect Andromeda. I will finish Mass Effect Andromeda.
I need to get back to that.
Because I'm bored, and I might as well just hate myself even more. I can't really play Warframe. I can't play Black Desert online. There's no point of Monster Hunter.
You're playing this on your PS4 or your PC?
PC. I'm not playing on PS4.
He's like, what's a PS4?
Oh, my dust collector. Yes. I don't know. I did download Just Cause, but it runs really bad on PS4, so I'll wait for the PS5 for that one. But I might play Modern Warfare.
Why did you download Just Cause?
Because it was free.
It was free.
It was a free game.
I know. You won't get that joke from me. Sorry.
Oh, God damn it!
That's a Tony joke, not a Brian joke.
Alright, fair enough.
So that's going to be me for the next couple of days. And also, I really want to finish Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu.
I
want to collect all 150 Pokemon. It's going to be fun.
Isn't there 150?
150 more. I'm going to go through. I think I'm at 87 so far. So, halfway through.
All right, anything else?
No, that's it.
Cool. All right, Carlos, man. Bring it home. What you been playing?
Yeah, I've been playing chess.
Damn, man. What system is that on?
Jesus Christ. Man? It's on my PC. It's killing me.
I thought you were playing it in the reality simulator that is life.
Well, I do that too, but mostly on the PC against online peoples. I've also been playing Iceborne. Iceborne, yeah?
Yeah, Iceborne, man.
Yeah, I play it. I kind of play with Tony and Brian and Chris and Isaac. I was playing with them. No, how do you say?
You're playing against them.
No, because we weren't in the same game. We're just playing at the same time. They were in another game, and I joined late, and they don't want me in their party. You know, they're racist. it's pretty fun, man. I told Tony earlier that one of the best feelings when playing Monster Hunter is when you're searching for a game, getting match made. And you just get matchmated with a whole bunch of Japanese people. You know that freaking crew is tight. You know you're about to fight the monsters.
That's because they have the Mohan gene.
Yeah. Yeah, they're good. Like, I don't even... They do a lot of shit that I don't even know how to do. Like, kill other people.
Japanese people just look at monster and be like, they're small kaiju.
That's right.
Like, what is this?
And other than that, I played my friend Pedro also.
What did you
think?
What did you do to Pedro?
And I voted for him.
What did you think?
It's good, man.
It's good, right? The music gets you, man. The music gets you pumped.
I thought
I'm about to look in gameplay this shit right now.
Y'all are obsessed with this game.
I love it.
Yo, man, it's good, man. It's like...
It's only Adam, man. You're like, y'all. It's like the whole...
No, Carlos just said it. Carlos just said it, too.
Represents five-sevenths of the whole podcast, man. Don't you know?
I mentioned it, like, last year. Like, I said, yeah, this, like, my name of Pedro game sounds really good, and it looks good. I think they showed off at, like, some conference, like, towards the end of the year, or, like, some Nintendo Direct or something.
I will say this, though.
It's good.
Don't play it on normal difficulty.
Play it on hard.
Play it on at least on the next one because it's way too easy.
Well, it's not that it's hard. The whole point is trying to get your level, your grade level for permission. So, what's the highest level you've received?
Shit, I don't even know.
right at the end, it tells you, and then it does a little snapshot. Are you playing on Switch or PC?
PC.
All right, so then you can save your replays. That's the cool thing, because on Switch, you can't save your replays. So you know when you get those little clips where it automatically does a little highlight reel of your best combo move, whether it's a spin, jump kick, whatever it was, right? And you can download it and you can share it with other people. I really wish they added that feature to the Switch.
So I can see that shit right now on my on Steam?
Yeah, yeah. You when you load up the game, it should show you all the highlights. If not, it'll pop up at the end of every mission. So once you finish a mission, you'll see where it says complete. It'll add up your score. It'll tell you your grade level, A, B, C, D, etc. And then on the right side, you'll see like a video clip. And it'll give you the option to download, save, share, do that type of thing.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah, so that's where the real fun comes in, because it's not so much of, like you said, yeah, it's not that hard. There are some puzzle elements when you get further into the game, but it's mainly just getting the highest score and then bragging with somebody next to you, like, yo, you think you do better here? Okay. And then just trying to see who gets a better grade level.
Yo, man, I'm the butter player.
Yo, man, I'm the guy, man. I'm like, it's cool, man, when, like you, because you get to dual wield and you get to aim, like, at two people at the same time, and that when you skill that shit, like let's say you're jumping, you're aiming at one person, you're aiming at another person.
Yeah, like shit. When you get the shotgun, you go, you do slow mo, you shoot the guy, he explodes, you jump over while he's exploding, you see his head hit the floor, you turn, you kick the head then kicks and it hits another guy, he goes tumbling down, then you switch out to a knife, kick the knife goes in his throat, cuts his head off, and then you kick that shit off.
Amen. That's awesome.
Yeah. All right. I think that's going to do it for us. So I want to thank Riku for being on and Larray as well.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Thanks for
stopping
by.
Yeah, man. Washington. Right. It shows about to go off for 50 hours. Larray, man, where could people find you, bro?
Y'all can find me on Instagram, Ray_squared. You can find me on Twitter, Ray_squared as well. And that's where you can find me.
All right. And Riku?
Riku-san1, the only one, at Riku-san1 on Twitter. And I was actually trying to get one more person in here, but I think we have a good, nice roster here. Maybe next week or a week after next, but I want to get a YouTuber that I've been chopping it up with a lot lately. We'll talk about that, Tony, in the future. But
I love how Riku is like a Mexican, man. You invite him and he brings like 50 other people with him.
Yeah. Gotta spread the love, man.
Are you more Mexican?
Yeah, right, for real, man.
Hey, man, I gotta do something. This podcast is like half of you motherfuckers in here about the Latino heat or whatever. Anyway,
Latino heat, viva la raza.
La raza, puto coño.
What'd you just call me? Anyway, thanks for having me. We'll talk soon, people.
You already know. And also, again, I want to give a quick shout out to Metaphorical Man. And yes, I will put you in touch with Mr. Emilio, so you can all talk. You know, comics, man. All right,
comic boo.
All right, so comics, that's gonna good. Yeah, comics are good, man. They're good for your soul. All right, so thank you for watching and listening. Subscribe to Throwdown on SoundCloud, iTunes, and YouTube. Follow us on Twitch, Twitter, and Facebook at Throwdown Show. Links are located in the description below. Once again, our show is Tony Polanco, and tonight I was joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you later, guys.
Carlos Romero.
You know who it is, man. It's the anime god.
Damn.
Wait a second.
Damn,
yo, did he take my line?
Brian Manjoma.
Oh gosh, Google. What is you doing? What is you doing?
God damn. Brett Murdoch.
Peace out, everybody.
Adam Vale.
Check us out tomorrow on the Coalition WrestleCast. We have
15 hours of wrestling.
15-hour episode.
What is wrong with you guys?
This time we got AEW, the free show that's coming up on Saturday. We got a bunch of big news that happened this week we're going to talk about. You know, so it's going to be a good one. And we also have two special guests. We have Danny and Big Mike from the Platform Podcast, and they're going to join us. So this is going to be a good one. We're all going to take turns. Some people may take a nap. It's okay. They jump back in. Take
piss breaks.
You know, we take piss breaks. We got even elevator music when they go out sometimes. You put a little message. It's going to be cool. But yeah, drink a lot of coffee. Join us again, you know, the WrestleCast on YouTube or over on the Coalition.
What time does it start?
It starts at 10 o'clock Eastern.
Nice.
10 o'clock yeah. Eastern.
Don't miss out, people. All right.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
Loray.
What's up? Peace out, guys. You know who he is.
This motherfucker, say it, man.
Say it, come on.
You know who he is. It's the Maka guy. Let's
go. Be hype.
Right. Yo, man, that almost just resurrected the resurrected.
Yeah, we bring back Otanime next week, man.
Otanime coming back next week, baby. Let's go. New anime starting. We got Vinland Saga, man. Let's go.
All right, and of course, the only one, Riku-san one.
Peace out, people, man. But yeah, like I was saying, anime season started next month, man. We got some good shit. Dr. Stone, Vinland Saga. Make sure you're watching these animes, people.
I just got a bunch of question marks that just popped up. Imagine that in anime.
Adam's like, yo, what you said about my mama? All right, guys.
They got an anime that's starting about dinosaurs, too, for you.
Oh,
yeah.
All right, people. We'll be back for the Sunday show, as always, and probably some streaming. We'll see what happens. Man. Peace out.
Peace.
Later, guys.